From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nigeria's government says it hopes to contact Boko Haram after a new video surfaced online Sunday showing as many as 50 of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. Chika Odua has more.
The new video, posted on YouTube early Sunday, shows a masked man wearing military camouflage. He is standing in front of about 50 young women wearing hijabs.
I want to inform the Nigerian government to release the people that they are holding in Abuja, Lagos, and Maiduguri.
Nigerian presidential spokesman Femi Adesina confirmed to VOA Sunday the government has seen the video and has reached out to Boko Haram, but is being cautious.
Chika Odua, Abuja.
The fastest man in the world will be crowned Sunday at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, with Jamaican runner Usain Bolt seeking an unprecedented third straight gold medal in the 100-meter dash. In all, 22 gold medals were on the line on Sunday's schedule in 12 sports. American gold medalist winner Ryan Lochte and three other American swimmers were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday. No one was hurt in the robbery. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is set to say Monday how he will combat Islamic terrorism if he is elected president. Trump has for months said he would be tougher on jihadists than President Barack Obama. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is moving roughly into a 7 percentage point lead over Trump in national opinion surveys. Clinton holds leads in key several states that will be key to the outcome of the election. This is VOA News.